The government of New Zealand has launched an official probe into dairy exporter Fonterra in connection with its tainted dairy scandal here in China. New Zealand government officials have been sent to Fonterra's offices in Auckland and in Melbourne to investigate and track the tainted products. The probes are said to surround why Fonterra waited for more than 48 hours to release information about the possible contamination. Fonterra has also confirmed the New Zealand Ministry of Primary Industries is studying data connected to the contamination scare. The company says the contamination is due to a pipe that had not been sufficiently cleaned. Fonterra discovered some of its products were tainted with bacteria, which can cause botulism. The company has since recalled the products in question. Chinese authorities have since suspended all dairy imports from New Zealand and Australia while the probe is underway. Dairy accounts for around a quarter of all New Zealand's exports. For more on this situation, we're joined live by Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at the China Market Research in Shanghai. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Well, it's been quite a week with this. Now, what's your impression of Fonterra's response to the situation? Do you think the company's handling the situation properly?
Well, I think they're doing what they need to do in terms of sending members of the company to China, making statements about putting systems in place to make sure it doesn't happen again. But I think the problem is they waited a while to actually disclose that they had found that this was a problem. And I think that's what's caused a lot of the fear that's going around. Plus, with China right now being as sensitive as it is to safety issues, this could present a big problem for the company going forward.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, how is this going to affect possible acquisitions by Chinese dairy companies of New Zealand dairy brands? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about interest in New Zealand for, dairy brands domestically. How carefully are the governments, on both sides going to have to handle this situation now if acquisitions were to take place?
Well, I think they're going to have to look very carefully at, what the companies are doing to make sure that they're really adhering to safety standards. But I think an even bigger issue is, what does the New Zealand brand name really stand for? And does it still have that same perception of quality and safety that it's had in the past? If you talk to Chinese consumers now, a lot of them will tell you, we're not sure that New Zealand dairy really is that good anymore because of issues like Fonterra, but also because they hear that Chinese companies are going down to New Zealand to acquire firms there or managing farms, and they feel like corners might be getting cut.
I mean, in terms of obviously this scandal, do you think we could see a return to consumer confidence here in China, or are we just sort of facing a bit of a lost market in terms of who Chinese parents can turn to for their dairy products?
I think right now parents are absolutely terrified. They're very, very worried about sourcing safe products. They don't often know where they can go to get those products. It's a really big issue right now. It's a great opportunity if a company can prove they're able to offer something that's really safe. But at this point, it's very hard to do because trust is so low.
And just lastly, I mean, in terms of Fonterra, I mean, what's sort of the most important thing that they can do now to sort of try to limit the damage caused by this?
Well, I think the big thing is open communication. The worst thing that these companies can do is not explain exactly what happened. So doing what they can to sort of stop the rumor mill, to make sure that people know exactly what happened and know exactly what is being done to make sure that it doesn't happen again, I think that's the key thing. People really just want information more than anything else.
Thank you very much. That's it. Benjamin Cavender, Associate Principal at China Market Research in Shanghai.